Welcome to Wisdom Trek. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. We are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on our trek to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold and sound judgment than silver. We are on day 1,647 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Austin Sorensen, and it is, "A child is not likely to find a father in God unless he finds something of God in his father." So today's nugget of wisdom will be finding God in you. Godly parenting is not easy, but it is essential. How a child views life, their role in the world, and their concept of God often comes from how effective we are as parents. I realize that each child has his own will and is ultimately responsible for the decisions and choices that they make in life, but that does not absolve us as parents and grandparents to set them on the right path, to point them in the right direction. There is a verse in Proverbs that shares some good advice, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Direct your children onto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it. This verse does not guarantee that your children will not deviate, but it certainly provides them with a path which they can return based on your divine direction. If you are a father or grandfather, or hope to be at some point, your responsibility is even greater. Since God's Word refers to God as our Heavenly Father, our children's perception of God will largely be determined by how they view you as a father. Your children are not likely to find a father in God unless they see God-like qualities in you as their father. I urge you as parents, and especially fathers, to live good and godly lives before your children at all times. It will have a significant impact on their lives throughout eternity. The most powerful way to build God's kingdom here on earth is through your family, especially your children. When they see and follow your example of a godly life based on the precepts found in God's Word, they are likely to pass that example onto their children. These practices can be passed through many generations, which will impact all of eternity. Never underestimate your impact on building God's kingdom, especially as a godly father. It is then your children will see an all-loving God as their heavenly Father. Be a good and holy leader, an example to your children. And our verse for today is Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. Remember your leaders who taught you the word of God. Think of all the good that has come from their lives and follow the example of their faith. As you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,646 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you haven't done so, please consider giving us a 5-star rating so that others will join us in mining our nuggets of wisdom. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more Daily Wisdom.